This is illegal. We're going to go to jail for this.
Human cloning is illegal. This won't be human. Not entirely.
Elsa and Clive are experts at splicing together genes of different species for research into new life-saving medicines. But the line they dare not cross is to splice human genetic material into an experiment. It's a temptation their curious minds can barely resist.
If we don't use human DNA now, someone else will.
Regulators and politicians, they tear us to pieces.
Millions of people are suffering and dying. What are the moral considerations of that?
Working in secret, they cross that line. The result is horrifying, yet mesmerizing. It has human characteristics, but is so much more, frighteningly more.
I feel like a criminal.
Scientists push boundaries, at least the important ones do.
Yeah, sticking to a few rules isn't always such a bad idea either, you know?
Nobody is going to care about a few rules after they see what we have made.
See what we've made? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Nobody can see what we've made.
Do you think they could really look at this face and see anything less than a miracle?
It's a cautionary tale, but in many respects, it's quite ambiguous in terms of where it stands on the science.
Vincenzo Natali is co-writer and director of Splice, and in the dozen years it's taken him to get the story made into a movie, the exploits of real scientists have come close to what his fictional characters attempt.
I see Clive and Elsa as being very courageous and well-intentioned. They're just young, and they're not fully mature as people, and that's why things go wrong. But the technology unto itself isn't necessarily a bad thing. I worked with real geneticists in the writing of the film and the making of the movie, and they loved it. They fully supported it. So, you know, I don't think they took it that seriously. I think they could see that this is fantasy and this is not a documentary.
Adrian Brody plays Clive and says the provocative story of Splice crosses lines that will surprise, maybe even shock, the audience.
Definitely with something as relevant in our world as genetic research, you know, there are serious moral and ethical concerns and responsibility that's necessary. This movie kind of throws most of that out of the window.
You can't let her out. Specimens need to be contained.
Don't call her that.
Part of what makes this film so exciting is how close it is linked to our present and very near future. You know, when they made a movie like Frankenstein, you'd never really imagine that happening. You talk about genetically modifying organisms and creating chimeras and managing to integrate different species. That's already happening, but you don't know what's possible and what's to come. I mean, scientific research is progressing at such an alarming rate. I think it's impossible to know what 10 years from now will hold.
Sarah Polley co-stars as Elsa, whose professional and personal relationship with Clive and their creation affects her scientific judgment.
Where I think this film goes beyond what I usually expect of films like this is it creates this really in-depth, rich, complex relationship between these people, and also this complex relationship that sort of goes into, I think, the territory of nightmarish parenting, you know? Like, I think it goes to strange human places as well as dealing with the creature.
You're a part of me. And I'm a part of you.
Splice uses unexpected flashes of dark humor to diffuse the tension as it draws the audience into ever more shocking story turns. Laughter, nervous, even inappropriate laughter, is the response writer-director Natali says he was going for.
There's no question that horror and comedy are comfortable bedfellows. They like each other and they mingle quite well, I think. And what it really comes from is the characters. Both Clive and Elsa are charming people. They're lots of fun. They enjoy their work and they have a sense of humor about themselves. So I think that was sort of inherent just in the fact that they have those sort of personalities. At the same time, it is a kind of family drama, and there's an inherent humor in a family drama that has a creature as the child.
She's become unstable.
This is the disaster everyone warns about. A new species set loose in the world.
Splice also features French actress Delphine Chaniac as the voracious creature the scientists name Dren, which is nerd backwards. The executive producers are Joel Silver and Guillermo del Toro, two filmmakers known for their success in the thriller genre. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.